This reading is from Hebrews, starting at chapter 1, verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. The Son of the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as such superior to the angels, and the name he was inherited is superior to them. The Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14.
Praise and glory to God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came in being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave power to becoming children of God, who were born not of the blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived amongst us. And he has seen the glory, and the glory was of Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, Christmas is a time when many of us meet family that we haven't seen for some time. Adult children often visit their parents again. Siblings get together, and even an uncle or aunt may be included in the family get together. Sometimes this is after a long time of not seeing each other in person. Maybe we've only talked to each other over the phone or for months or years, or possibly had some WhatsApp, FaceTime conversations or whatever other app you're using. But seeing each other in person is quite different. Quite recently, somebody talked to me, and just in conversation, they told me how about their children who had talked to their grandparents for years, often via Zoom or Skype or whatever other remote communication system they were using. And so the children were quite familiar with their grandparents, but the whole relationship changed when the grandchildren lived close to the grandparents for some time, because then they really got to know them on a personal level. It's quite different knowing someone personally, being there with them. And I think it's similar to what happened at Christmas. The letter to the Hebrews reminds us that God did speak to Israel through the prophets at many times and in various ways. So God did communicate with the people, showed them the way, and proclaimed the will of God. The prophets spoke the word of the Lord. And by prophets, I don't only mean the prophets who very directly said that they conveyed God's word and whose words are recorded in the Bible word by word. But I also mean those who, through an interpretation of history, spoke to the people and showed the ways of God. So, for example, in the Hebrew Bible, the 1st and 2nd Samuel and 1st and 2nd Kings are regarded as prophets as well. And so, through the prophets, God did prepare a people, set it apart, but that communication was never immediate, it flowed through people that were messengers of God, but not God in the flesh, so to say. But now with Jesus, it was different. Now God's Son had appeared in the flesh and communicated directly. Now we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from God the Father, full of grace and truth. In Jesus, God was revealed more fully and more completely. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus replaced the earlier communication, that the prophets would be no longer relevant. Rather, Jesus built on the message of the prophets. After all, these prophets are like the earlier letters or phone calls through whom the relationship had been kept up, through whom the purposes of God had been related to the people. Their message, after all, comes from the same God. That's why Jesus referred so often to the message of the prophets. That's why his words were so embedded in the Jewish world. And it's also why we cannot understand Jesus fully without understanding the Old Testament. Now, on the other hand, the words of the prophets only make full sense when we know Jesus. When we see God in Jesus, we know God more fully and can understand his message through the prophets also more fully. It is as if we finally met a person who we only ever heard across the phone, and suddenly all these phrases, all these allusions suddenly make more sense. We may say, now I know what she is like. Now I know why she always used to say that. That's what meeting Jesus was like for those steeped in the scriptures. So, Jesus is God's communication in full. Our reading from the Gospel of John makes clear that this word of God was not just a new appearance of God to connect with humans, but rather that this word was from the beginning, was God and is eternally the way in which God communicates. And now John says that this word of God became flesh, became a human being. Jesus is that word, shows us the glory of the Father, the purposes of God. Now, throughout history, we sometimes have looked at God differently. It's been quite common to specify what God is like and then project that onto Jesus instead of the other way around. For example, God has sometimes been said to be omnipotent and omniscient, or God has been said to be impassible, that is, not being able to suffer. And conclusions have been drawn about God's justice, about God's action in the world, and that has been then portrayed onto Jesus. The theologian Tom Wright has often told of his experience as a college chaplain at a university college. So every year at the beginning, he would meet the first year students and welcome them. He would then spend some time talking to them individually. And many of them were quite happy enough to talk to him, but then somewhat sheepishly said, you won't be seeing much of me, you see. I don't believe in God. His general response was, oh, that's interesting. Which God is it you don't believe in? Well, the students would be a bit surprised. They regarded the word God as just meaning one thing, and everybody knew what it referred to. And after being encouraged, they would stumble out a few phrases about the God they said they didn't believe in. You know, a being who lived up in the sky, looked down disapprovingly at the world, occasionally intervening to do miracles, a God sending bad people to hell while allowing good people to share his heaven. And so Tom Wright normally responded, well, I'm not surprised you don't believe in that God. I don't believe in that God either. Some of the students were confused. Others thought that he might really be one of those atheist chaplains at heart. But Tom Wright would go on to say, I believe in the God revealed in Jesus of Nazareth. So when we come with our own assumptions of who God is, then we often also put Jesus in that mold. But it is the other way around. We know who God is because we see Jesus. God is the one who in Jesus came as a baby, weak and helpless, not overpowering humans, but rather sharing their lives with them. God is the one who invites people to follow him, who demands an impossibly upright moral life, but accepts us in our failures and invites us to repentance so that we can experience love and forgiveness. God is the one who invites the outcast and challenges his followers to live a life of service. God is the one who loves us so much that he gave his only son who would die for our sake. Those are the things we know about God because we know Jesus. Through that, we know the heart of God. Yes, through the prophets and apostles, we get to know more, and theologians must and do say more about God. But when we as Christians talk about God, we have to start with the person of Jesus. And so as we come to Christmas, we do remember baby born in Bethlehem, but we also look at the deeper significance of that, of God becoming human, of God communicating with us through Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem and ministered in Galilee and Judea. Amen.